Obviously, you don't want to be standing up here in this type of situation. I'd like to take this moment, and I know that most of the people in this room have probably a great relationship with Gus. You know, he's been here for 4 years. I think it's, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this moment to thank him for, you know, giving me an opportunity to come here. And as most of you know, with pretty tough circumstances, to have him and his family, you know, embrace my family and help us through that time, you know, I hope to be just as good of a friend to Gus as he was to me. You know, it's a tough time for the organization. We have 2 games left, a tough time for the coaches, a tough time for the players. I think that, you know, one of the things that I've come to understand is, you know, the great leadership that we did have from Gus. I think that it's important to, you know, sometimes I understand this business, believe me, you know, with wins and losses. But the one thing as an assistant coach, or you talk to our coaches or our coordinators, was the way our players went out there and competed. And that doesn't happen around the league often, you know, when you have the type of record that we have. I really believe that that's a credit to Gus and his leadership, and a credit to the men that sit in this room. You know, so with that, you know, we're on a short week with heavy hearts. We've got to put it as much behind us as we can. We have to prepare. Obviously, I wasn't in a position to see the whole picture. I know about, obviously, the offensive line and some of the offense. So I'll rely on the coordinators this week to make sure we put together the right plan and we prepare this team to go out there and win a football game on a short week coming up on Saturday. We have a first team meeting tomorrow. I've met with some of the players already. So, again, we're going to try to make sure that we set this thing the right way and do what's best for this organization in these following 2 weeks. So with that, obviously I'll open them up to any questions.
Hey, Doug, with 2 games left, is there much of a stamp you can place on the team, or is it just about trying to play well these last 2 games?
Yeah, I don't look at it as, you know, trying to put a stamp. I think that there's an obligation that we have to the organization. I would be remiss to say that we don't have an obligation still to Gus and what he has done and some of the things. You know, it's difficult. You know, people do not like to hear this. You know, they don't like to hear that you're close or we're close. You know, but some of the games we were, and it didn't fall our way. But the effort of the people and men that come in this room every day, and what Gus, the job that he did to get them to come in here and truly buy in and play, we just weren't able to get that done. And that's collectively. I mean, to sit up here, and David mentioned it, which I thought was the right thing to do, you know, we all have a part in this. It just so happens that, you know, when you're the head coach and when you're the leader and the results aren't there, you know, this is what happens in our league. But make no mistake about it. You know, I sit up here. I'm part of that responsibility as well as everybody else. Hayes?
Yep. Yeah, Doug, as far as is there any routine things with, you know, habits that the players had with Gus that you do kind of tweak a little bit to maybe make it a little bit more efficient in your mind or anything like that?
I don't know if making it more efficient is the proper word. I don't think that we didn't do things that were not efficient here. I think that Gus was a man of great detail. As you look around this room, and, you know, Dave talked about turnovers. He talked about playing hard and playing fast. These things were, you know, not missed at all by Gus. There will be some changes and tweaks, not as far as the timing, but just the schedule. And it's just because it's what I'm more comfortable with than it is anything else of it's, you know, what may be better or what's not better. It's just things that I feel more comfortable with because I've done this before.
How much do you lean on your experience?
This is the most questions, Ryan, you've asked me.
Usually Gene asked them.
Yeah,
for
Gene's usually the guy that asks me.
How much do you lean on some of your experience with Syracuse and Buffalo as a head coach for this quick transition?
Yes, I mean, you know, as far as that goes, it's quick. But again, a lot of the the foundation is laid in place. The communication lines, you're not meeting new people. It's just a matter of, you know, picking up the communication lines, making sure you see everyone, making sure I think that, you know, obviously Dave, Shad, and Tony have done a great job, you know, obviously with the organization informing them. My job is to make sure that the people that are touching the football team understand the direction we're heading and how we feel, and to recognize that and to be able to move forward at a very difficult time.
Hey, Doug, are you open to any suggestions from either coordinator about potential personnel changes as far as quarterback or any other position?
I am open. I think that, you know, in my past that I have talked to the coordinators about personnel changes for, you know, the right reasons and why you may do that. Usually when that does come to me, I think about it to make sure, obviously, is it the right decision? Is it what's best for the organization? I always believe in a collaborative type of environment. I would take that information and bring it to, obviously, Dave in this situation. And then we would discuss that, and we would make a final decision from there.
Doug, on those lines, did things get too conservative recently, in recent weeks, offensively?
I think that we all have to do a better job. I mean, to talk about whether it's conservative or not conservative or what we're doing, you know, again, when you look at the team, you know, this is a team situation. You know, I think that a lot of times, you know, when you're not winning, a lot of times people want to say it's one thing. It's this position or that position group, or, you know, these positions aren't pulling our weight. You know, I'm a firm believer it's all three phases. We're all in it together. I believe it's, you know, the coaches are in it. Everyone's in it. So, you know, to say what we're lacking in or how we've been conservative, make no mistake about it. We've taken that field to try to win football games. It just didn't turn out that way.
Doug, do you expect that you'll stick with Blake here for the last two games?
Well, I know that Dave and I had a conversation, and I am sticking with Blake. Blake will be our starting quarterback. Next question.
Doug,
how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Do you treat the next 2 weeks as an on-the-job interview, or do you just try and get through the season over the last 2 weeks, and then you try and figure out, you know, from that, just kind of caretake over the next 2 weeks, I guess is what I'm saying?
To answer your question, no, I don't look at it that way. As far as, you know, being a type of interview-type process, I think of it as more of a responsibility of, you know, what we've all been brought here to do, knowing that it didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to turn out. I think that's the most important thing going forward. I think as far as the organization, I've been through this before. You know, my goal is the same as Dave's, as Shad and Tony's. You know, however this may come, whoever is the best fit for this organization, you know, we'll all be behind whether we're here or not.
You kind of semi-alluded to this a minute ago, but a lot of the players came out on social media and said that they were sorry they didn't do enough to keep Gus around, that they kind of felt like they let him down and everything. Is that sentiment prevalent as well in the coaching staff? And is this these last two games kind of, hey, we're going to win these two for him? Is that going to be part of the message at all?
Well, I think that, you know, we haven't really got into the messaging as far as the next 2 weeks. We're more into the game planning part of it. I think standing up here and being part of it, to answer your question, yes, that's how we feel as coaches. It's great to hear that that was on social media with our players. I think that's a testament to the type of character that's in this room, the type of players that we have. But make no mistake about it, that's also about the type of leadership that we had in Gus that was able to do that. Instill the one thing about Gus, the one thing, and I've learned a lot from him, I really have, you know, having been a head coach and been coaching for a long time and been a former player. You know, Gus had a way of bringing out the best in people to do the right thing, and I've always believed in that. And that's something that I'll remember not only just with football teams, but also with my family and my children.
Doug, Seth Harp, iHeartMedia, Sports Radio 930. What do you envision that you have to do these next eight quarters to be the permanent head coach of this football franchise?
You know, I knew that, you know, coming up here, people were going to ask that question. Again, it's a good question. It's something I'm really not thinking about. I don't think I think at a proper time I'll be able to answer that question. I've never had a problem answering the questions, but I think right now, you know, my total focus on what's best for the coaches that we have and the players that we have here and the organization.
You said you were, earlier that you were open to personnel changes, including at quarterback, but then you said that Blake's going to be the quarterback the next two games. Is that because you believe in Blake, or is it also a function of maybe Allen maybe not being ready to take on that kind of a role?
I just want to clarify that the question was, do you listen to personnel changes from your coordinators? And, you know, absolutely. But that hasn't been the case. Nathaniel Hackett, myself, Dave, we firmly believe, that Blake Bortles is our quarterback right now. And we're satisfied with that. I think that, you know, the quarterback position, and you know this, is that, you know, when you win, they get too much of the credit. I know it's a cliche. And when you lose, they get a lot of the blame. You know, I think a lot of struggles, no matter who you're talking about on this football team. And again, obviously, there are some things going on that we haven't done a good job with. It's a fashion of a lot of people that are around you. I mean, that's been the history. You know, been on offenses that have been number one offenses in the NFL, number one offenses in college. You know, the reason why we were number one was not just one position, even though I'm not ignorant enough to know that that's not one of the most important positions. But I also understand about the people around them and the way the team plays that helps them, you know, become better.
As a follow-up to that, what do you make of the struggles of Allen Robinson with only 11 catches for like 110 yards last five games?
I think we're all struggling a little bit. I think that Allen has obviously great potential. He's a great player. You know, we have to do things, starting with myself or Coach Hackett, you know, to do things to help free him up and move him around. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to protect better. We've got to run the ball better. We've got to do a lot of those things. And when those things happen, you'll see things open up a lot cleaner. Obviously, teams are putting a great emphasis on them. I think you've seen that. So it becomes a little bit more of a challenge for us as coaches to make sure that we can move him around.
Doug, your focus has been on the offensive line and just the offense more as a whole, but can you describe what your belief is in Todd Wash and what he's brought to this organization?
Yeah. You know what was great was prior to Todd becoming the coordinator, he was the defensive line coach here. So, you know, we spent a lot of time together. I think that, you know, one of my philosophies is your offensive and defensive line coach, you know, have to have a great working relationship because they work against each other all the time and they can get a lot out of it. When I first came here, I thought, and I've been around a lot of great defensive line coaches. I thought he was by far one of the best ones I've ever been around. I think the job that he has done has been outstanding, considering when you get new players coming in, you get young players coming in, putting them in. I think the defense has done a very good job this year. I think offensively, you know, obviously you know the situation. You know, Nathaniel is obviously the third coordinator. I just hope that everyone remembers that does put a little bit of a struggle or emphasis on not only the whole offense, but especially that quarterback position.
Doug, to that point, how much does your relationship with Nathaniel kind of help you ease into this transition as the interim head coach?
How much is my relationship with Nathaniel?
Yeah.
I don't look at it that way, you know, but I think a better way to say it was, hey, how much of this transition, because I've been around the coaches, again, Nathaniel knows me he's worked for me, and then I just worked for him. Now he's back working, you know, for me. So we're going to get that cleared up, okay? but no, honestly, I think obviously it helps. It helps. Now, as far as the schematics and knowing exactly what we're doing on defense and exactly what we're doing on special teams, again, like this past game that was not there, this upcoming game that will be there. You know, that's what I'm trying to catch up on now, knowing all three phases, what every call is, what we're doing, knowing that everything is sound, we're doing the right thing and playing the game, you know, together as all three units.